Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, that old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, does have some truth to it. And so, apples have been so plentiful. If you knew anybody with an apple tree, you know it was really loaded. But that also means, that also means that they are very plentiful in the stores. And of course, going to the grocery store, you find a huge variety of apples. You may not have quite that variety locally, number one, because people usually only plant one or two kinds, and also there are some that grow in other climates better than they would in Iowa. So it's great to have a wide variety of apples. I have a couple stories about apples, actually, before we get into why should you eat apples and hope that you enjoy apples. One is long ago when I was teaching the new girls phys ed teacher, young, cute, you know, just and vivacious and so on, was dating a nice young man, and then came along a second suitor who happened to be a doctor. Well, the first boyfriend was a bit upset, and so what did he do? He delivered to his soon-to-be ex-girlfriend, actually, a bushel of apples with the note, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I thought that was very, very clever. And my second story, again, going back when we were doing a class that's called Eating Trim in Cass and Ottoman counties. Of course, it was a weight reduction, healthy food kind of class. And there were some people, you know, we talked about how many calories, how many nutrients there are in different kinds of food. And there was at least one person who, because for most apples, the calorie count is pretty low, unless you get one of those Honeycrisp that's the equal of, you know, two or three apples because they're so big. She was just eating, you know, three or four apples a day and not eating some other things. So, of course, the calorie count was okay, but she was missing out on some enjoyment of other foods and also the variety, because even though one kind of food might be very, very healthy, it's not healthy for us if that's all we eat. So again, remember that, an apple a day is a good thing, but we don't necessarily need to eat an apple every day, because the apples belongs to the rose family. And think about those little, we call rose hips. Yeah, they do look kind of like teeny little apples. Anyhow, there are many other fruits that are in this same family. Apricots, plums, cherries, peaches, pears, raspberries, almonds, they're all in that same family. And, of course, that's such a variety that they may or may not have exactly the same kind of nutritional value as an apple, but maybe they'll have something more unique. So, you know, that we'll come back to that variety is really important. 2 to 3 whole fresh fruits per day is recommended, and that's the equivalent of 2 to 3 cups worth of fresh fruit. So why choose that fresh apple? It really is recommended, or the most benefit can get from eating a whole apple, not apple juice or applesauce. However, if someone who may have trouble chewing or trouble swallowing, applesauce is a good substitute. But if at all possible, choose that fresh, crunchy apple rather than juice or sauce. And there are just a couple of benefits, a couple of things that eating apples has been through research showing that it has anti-cancer benefits, anti-asthma benefits, has some cardiovascular benefits, and also it has antioxidant benefits, and a really important one for many people, blood sugar regulation. So those folks with diabetes will find that apples can help them. So just in an overview, of course, the apple is another thing great about it is that it can satisfy your sweet tooth. It is packed with phytonutrients, and I'm going to define that in a minute. So those are the things that can help you maintain a healthy blood sugar level. Apples have antioxidants that can help reduce glucose absorption and stimulate insulin receptors. And research indicates that polyphenols in an apple, and I'll define that in a minute, in an apple can have a positive effect on insulin sensitivity and carbohydrate metabolism. So those two things, phytonutrients and polyphenols, are two of the things that are really useful in terms of stabilizing that blood sugar. They are also good for many other things, but phytonutrients is a substance derived from plants, such as a pigment that is beneficial to health, especially one that is neither a vitamin nor a mineral. And polyphenols is a type of antioxidant. You know, I try to remind myself and remind other people when we start reading, hearing about just eat this, just do that when it comes to food, that the science of nutrition is one of the newer sciences, and we continue to find new information, you know, every day, more and more research. So when we jump to the conclusion that this is it, this is the absolute answer, well, maybe, but maybe not, because we still need lots of research to understand how the body works and how food in the body works. So you'll continue to see new information. When you see that, you do probably want to look at the source of that information. Is it really credible? Has the research been done with 5 people, or has it been done with 5,000 people? Has it been done over a few weeks, or has the research been done over a number of years? So things to question when you see in the newspaper, here on TV or the radio, that here's the newest claim for nutrition. Well, you know, take it in, but remember that it could change. Apples are an excellent source of the fiber called pectin, and that works together with the polyphenols that can help reduce triglycerides. And if you get a blood test done, triglycerides are one of the things that you'll get a report on, and you don't want those to be really high. Research suggests that it's best to consume apples in their whole food form. Recent studies compared the intake of whole apples to the intake of applesauce and apple juice, and the research discovered that less hunger and greater satisfaction was reported after consuming the whole apple. When eating a medium apple about 15 minutes prior to a meal, calorie intake of that meal decreased by 15%. So thinking about all the holidays coming up, you might want to add an apple to your eating before you go out to eat. Whole apples take longer to chew, and eating the skin contributes to a higher fiber intake. So no matter what variety that is, if you like that kind of not-so-sweet Granny Smith, or you like a really sweet, delicious, whatever, that apple is going to contribute lots of great things to your diet. And how is your favorite way to use apples? Is just picking up an apple and eating it just one of your pleasures, or would you rather have your apples in other ways? Going back a bit, if you look at some of the older cookbooks, you'll find some Jell-O recipes that have a combination of apples, maybe pineapple, carrots, yeah, raw ones in there. You'll also find some, of course, with applesauce in them. But I think in more recent years, we find that diced apples are a part of green salads. That wasn't done for a long time, but now we add lots of good stuff to our green salads. What about combining it with cabbage, whether it's your regular coleslaw? Yep, add some apples to your coleslaw. Or maybe you want it cooked. One of the holiday specialties for some people is red cabbage, and many of the recipes you will find have apples added to the red cabbage when it's cooked. And of course, the number of desserts that you could find in terms of looking for recipes for desserts, and you probably don't even need one for some of the desserts, but if you wanted to make a dessert, there must be hundreds of thousands of recipes for desserts, including apples. But for some folks, and especially in Europe, an exciting cheese, a really different kind of cheese, or maybe it's just a cheddar cheese, along with a slice of fresh apple, is one of the favorite desserts. So pick up an apple. If it's about the size of a baseball, that's a medium-sized apple. A Honeycrisp, yeah, that's a couple of those. So whatever you do, add some apples to your diet if they're not already there. May not be an apple a day, because until next time, remember, the best advice from our favorite dietitian, Emily Kringle, is variety and moderation.